We are learning Masechta Sedarim Daf Mem Tesama Beis, and we are starting four lines from the top. Masdisim Deloy Kebavloy. Our Mishnah says, Muta Ba'ava, what's the reason? Because we don't eat bread with something like thick things, the Mishnah, not we. The Mishnah doesn't eat bread together with something that's ava, something that's a thick thing. I give an example of mashed potatoes. We don't eat bread with that. Masdisim Loy Kebavloy. Our Mishnah is not like the Bavloy, because in Bavloy, they eat what we call rifta with rifta. They eat hard stuff with hard stuff. They eat bread with bread. That's what they do. Rav Chista, who lived in Babel, used to eat bread with bread. He says that Ula, you know, it would be gevaldik, the mashal lahoin lahalin nakdoni the hutzal. If someone could go down to hutzal and ask the nakdoni, they want a nakdoni, the rabbis two pshatim. Either it means that they eat benekias, or it means they're medaktik, they're big foodies. So it would be great if someone went down to Hutzal to ask the Nakdoni, Hadein, Daisa hichem ma'ale l'meichle. How is it good to eat the Daisa? The chiti, l'meichle, the chiti b'lachma chiti? Should we eat chitim with lachma of chitim, with bread of chitim, or the sari? Or the sari, b'lachma sari, and barley together with barley bread? Or idilma, the chiti b'lachma, eat wheat with barley bread, or the sari and barley with chiti bread? You know, we eat lachma balachma. Is it good to mix the two grains or the same grains? I want to know how the foodies in Hutzal eat it. Just bring out this point that in Bavel they ate bread with bread. Rava achle b'chassisi. Rava used to eat his bread together with chassisi, which is a type of flour made of roasted kernels. Again, eating bread with bread. Rabba Ravuna, Ashkel Ravuna, the ka'ochel daisa v'atzvase. He was eating this daisa with his fingers. Omale, amai ka'ochel mar v'yode. Why are you eating this with your hand? Omale, hoche amarav. Daisa with your fingers tastes very good. Especially two fingers or three fingers, then it's definitely delicious. It's much better with your fingers than with a spoon. It's much better to eat the daisa with your fingers. Then if someone invites you to eat daisa at parsa, go up to a parsa to go get that daisa. L'meichel bitzra, the tura, to eat a good piece of steak at plus a parsa until three parsa. Omle Rav Lechia Berei, V'chein Omle Rahuna L'Rav Berei, Kol Middom Le'siflet Kamei, Rabach Levar Min Koro, V'daisa Shem Doibon L'Psilto Shel Avar. It says anything that gets stuck in your stomach, you can spit it out. You should not spit it out in front of your Rebbe. Besides, for gourds and for daisa, because those things are Doibon to P'silo Shel Avar, like lead, and there, it's not good for you, it's dangerous. And if we like to spit it out, full of kamish shvar malka play. Even could spit it out in front of a king, like a shvar malka. Rav Yezir, Rav Yehuda, chad ochel daisa batzvase. They're both eating daisa together from the same bowl. One was eating with his fingers, one was eating with a hutza, like a chopstick. He was eating with a little piece of bark. V'chad ochel hutza. So one was eating basically with a spoon, and one was eating with his fingers. So they each said to each other what the chsaron is with your thing. Amalei the ochel b'hutzah, the ochel b'atzvaseh. The one who was eating b'hutzah turned to one eating with a finger. Amasei atem achleinu tzayasecha. Until when you're going to feed me your tzaya? Like the Ran says, the tzaya under the fingers. If you eat with your hands, which are dirty, you're going to feed me your germs, your tzaya under your fingers. And the other guy says to him, what? No, they're eating in the same bowl. Eating in the same bowl. Amalei, the other one said to the other one, who's eating with the spoon, with this hutzah, until when are you going to feed me your spit? Bishlam, when you eat with your fingers, there's not so much saliva left on the fingers, you lick it off. Mashenken, if you eat with this hutzah, there's a lot of saliva sitting on this hutzah, when you put it back into the food, you're feeding me your saliva. So each time, your way has germs. Basically, don't eat from the same bowl, I guess. Akaponim, each one has a mila. Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon, Isa Kamayo Belusvim. Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon, they brought in front of them these lusvim. What are lusvim? They're these gourds that are hard, they're not gourds, they're ta'anim, they're figs that are hard to digest. So Rabbi Huda ate it. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon didn't eat. Omle Rabbi Huda, my time, Lachamar, why aren't you eating? Omle Rabbi Shimon, Elu, Ein Yotzim, Be'nei Mayim Kalika. They don't come out of your stomach, they stay in your stomach a very long time. Only Rabbi Yehuda, it's gavaldik. So tomorrow I'll still have sustenance and that doesn't come out. It's like 2 days worth of food. I'll be able to do that. And it's convoying the Gemara later on. Rabbi Yehuda, who's Rabbi Yehuda Bar-Eloi, pastors, he was very, very poor. He was very poor. So for him, it was a mile to have such food that doesn't digest easily, like we have by lechem oindi, by the matzahs. That was good for him. But Mashenkin, the Rabbi Shimon said, no, it's not good for my stomach. Am I eating it? Rabbi Yehuda, have you also come to Rabbi Tarfon? You're sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon. Amalei Rabbi Tarfon, hayim panecha tzuvim. Your face is very has a glow today. Amalei, Emesh, Yotzu Avadech Lasa, that we went out to the field, the Vilonu Tardim, and they brought us back beets, Vachalnu Blei Melech, I ate it without salt. And that's why I look so good today. Vimachalnu Melech would have eaten with salt, Koshka Shahi Penenu Tzuvim, I would have been even more glowing. Another Maisa, Omra Huma Tunisla Rabbi Yehuda, Moira Ravi, you must be drunk because you look so good. And you're being pasking while you're drunk. Moira, you're Baal Hara and you're Mishtaker and you're getting shicker. So he answered this Matanusa, this lady, you could believe me well and good that Itamina, if the only wine I ever have is Ella, Kiddusha Vavdalat of Abrakaisa Pascha. I only have wine for Kiddush, Havdalah, and the Abrakaisa. It's only for mitzvahs. The Mashal bench, Bavarin's benching, why not benching? Good thing, he says,
Purim.
What? Also Purim, yeah. They don't have Bavarin Purim, they have Mashal and Purim. But the Kiddush, Avdallah, and the Abrakaisis, that's the only time I ever have wine. But Chigrani Tzidim, and I'm such pain, the Chigrani Tzidim, and a Pesach Alatzeres, from Pesach Alatzeres, I have to tie up my forehead because there's just bad headaches from that. So why am I, do I look so good? Not because I'm drunk. Ella chachmas odom taripanav, because the chachma shines my face. That's the reason why I'm glowing. Omahu tzaduki the Rabbi Yehuda, panecha doimim, your face is similar. Ikem alvi ribis, someone who lends beribis, or ikem gadli chazerim, or someone who has pigs, chazerim. He cultivates them. He grows them. Whatever that means, he has them. So this is a great business. Both Mavi Rivers and Gdala Chazerim is a great, the mortgage business, and this is a great business. And therefore, you look good, you look glowing, you look happy. You know, some people in the mortgage company look happy, and they feel that they look mamish glowing. So he says that you must have one of those things. Amalei, so he answered, but us, both of us, I can't be doing that. So what's pshat? I look so good. I have 24 beis akisis from my house until the beis medrash. And I always go into each one, and that is why I look so good. Now, the Mashal speaks out, this was Stam, it could be just hacking a China because the Tzduki is asking him questions. The real reason is Chokhmah Zalim Tarponim. The Tzduki was asking him, accusing him of being a Mavi Ribbis, says, no, it's the bathrooms. That's what he answers. So it could be it's not Kapshutai, but just trying to answer the Tzduki in a way that he was accusing him of something. He says, you know what, it's the basic he said. Rabbi Yehuda, Kar Oslo Be'im Drasha, Shokel Gulfah Kaspe. In the Beis Medrash, there's no chairs. You have to sit on the floor. So he used to schlep along with him a gulfah, like a small little barrel to sit on. Malacha is big. It's Mechabez Barlah. Don't think it doesn't pass for you not to do a little work. It's Mechabez Barlah. Like an example that somebody's a gay is, a guy sitting by the Suda, and there's no drinks. So he says to his wife, hey, where's the drinks? Hello, Baruch Hashem, you have 2 feet, you're not on a cane, get up to the fridge and get the thing yourself. Your wife has to bring it for you. That alone is a kibud. You need something, get it yourself. Schlep your own cheer, schlep your own soda, you don't have to get everyone else to go bring something for you. And that's G'doyle Malacha, Shebechadberetis is Baileha. Rav Shimon Shokel, Tzon Al-Kasb, he's bringing a basket on his shoulder. Oh my, G'doyle Malacha, Shebechadberetis is Baileha. It's Bechabed Baileha. You want covered, you want to sit on a chair? Bring the chair. Don't have someone else left for you. That alone is the covered. The Visud Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi was very poor. His wife, Nofgas, she went out, Naktas Amra, she got wool of the Glima, the Hutvi. She made herself, Glima Hutvi, the Chosh of a coat. Kanafkas of Shukum, she went out to the Shuk, Mechsayabe. She wore this little robe, this robe when she went out to Shuk. The Nofgas of Hutvi, when Hutvi went to Davin, have a Mechsay Matzli, and he used to cover himself in Davin with this robe. When he wore it, he was so excited. He said, "Baruch Shatan Meil." He used to make his thank Hashem for putting on a meal, even though meal there wasn't even a meal more chashiv. This was, but it was like a meal to him. The Mashal Bavarin's eyes is Isaloi Silbash. Heck, you wear the same thing as your wife. So the Mashal, it's only something that's meyuchid liisha. This was something that was going for both isha and ish could wear this, and therefore with no problem of a silbash. Zimna Chod, the Gazer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Tanisa. Rav Shimon made a Tainis, and they needed Rav Yehuda by the Tainis. Rav Yehuda was a God of Adar. Rav Yehuda like also, Rav Tanisa didn't come to the Yom HaTevilah. Amr Lay, they told him, the reason why he's not coming, Isle Kasuyi, he doesn't have something to wear. So the Mashon and the Yavetz asked, what happened to the coat? So they said, his wife must have been out shopping, and he didn't have his coat. So Rav Shimon Gamliel sent Rav Yehuda, Shadlai Glime, sent him a coat, like Kabbalah, he wasn't Kabbalah. Dali Tzivsa, so when they came to bring him the coat, and he wasn't Mekabalit, he picked up the mat in his house, and under there was a bunch of golden coins. Look, if I want, I have something. I don't want to be, have anah from this world. And some say, he didn't want to be anah from Maisa Nisim, and he didn't want to take a present either. He wanted to be anah from his own Yigir Kapov. So he says, if I need a nace, I have it right here. But I don't want to do that, and therefore I'm not coming. He doesn't help you sending me a coat. I don't want to take from other people. What?
How was that a nace?
No, he didn't have any money. He was poor. He picked up a thing, what was on the gold coins there? It was Nasa Nase, like Tabran says, Mais Nisim Avanaka. There was Mais Nisim there. He didn't even know what was going to happen, but he was so had such betachim that I'll do that, that will work, that will be there. But Maisa, he wasn't planning on having enough from that. Al Kaponim, he said, I can't come. I don't want to take any presents, therefore I can't come. I don't have a coat to wear.